This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA released its latest publication for beef production year over year, and the report provides indications regarding steer price projections for 2025. We will hear more from USDA's Mark Jekinowski next.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
USDA released its latest publication for beef production year over year, and the report provides indications regarding steer price projections for 2025.
Year over year beef production is forecast to be down about 1.2 billion pounds. Part of that reflects, as of now, we're still forecasting continued restrictions on cattle imports from Mexico.
That is World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski, who says the lack of cattle being imported from Mexico has had a direct impact on steer prices in January.
Our steer price forecast, we raised $4.50 per hundredweight this month. So now forecast at $195.50 per hundredweight for calendar year 2025. And that would be up $8.38 per hundredweight year over year.
Strong consumer demand for beef is continuing to begin 2025, which is also leading to a tightening of beef supplies and sending prices up, says Jekinowski. He also discusses 2025 beef production forecasts from the January outlook and how the numbers compare to projections from December.
In terms of this month in particular, beef production, we did actually raise our beef production forecast a bit, about 130 million pounds, based on some other data, based on the fact that placements were a bit higher at the end of 2024, and we expect that to lead to higher beef production by the end of 2025. And we're also seeing some slightly higher weights, especially in the first quarter of this year.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.